You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, real quick, here's another thing about the Death Star that always drove me nuts. You've got this core right in the middle of the thing, and you know all that the Rebel Alliance needs to do is get a direct hit on that sucker, and it's all over for the Empire. And so what do? They create a trench along the side of the Death Star that leads directly to the thing that you don't want to get blown up. They don't cover it. Sure, they have turrets and they send fighters and things of that nature. It's just a hole. They don't cover it. They have security. You know what you could have done? Not built the trench. Maybe put a cover on the thing. Anyway, Pirates winners last night. Brian Reynolds off the schneid.
Trying to bring in this first run of the game. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the right side. Base hit. Cruz waved around third. Here's the throw home. And he's safe. Pirates take the lead. Woo! Brian Reynolds drives in Cruz, 1-0 Pirates.
Now let's see how excited Joe Block got about a 1-0 win when the Pirates are 18 games under 500 on May 20th.
Swing, fly ball, left field, down the line. Canario is playing well off the line, still on the run. Oh, still on the run, he'll get there, slide and make the catch. The game is over.
Great play to end the game. He ran the length of North America to catch that ball. Wow.
Alexander Canario with a great catch. De La Cruz is out. The Pirates win it. A shutout win over the Reds. 1-0.
Am I allowed to say that?
What they needed.
Canario did not need to slide for that ball. I think he caught the ball, then slid. Some adventures going on in left field the last couple of games. Tommy Pham. Canario dropped one last night where he slid. It looked like he snapped his wrist in half. I'm not blaming him for that one. And then, of course, the catch to end the game. So, a little bit of an oasis in what has been a desert of a Pirates season, where you're walking around and you're dehydrated and the sun's beating down on you. And it was a brief respite last night. 1-0, the offense still blows ass, but you got the victory. And here's the simple question for Pirates fans, because I don't want to just hammer away at this team every morning at 6 a.m. You don't want to wake up that way. I don't want to wake up doing that every single day. So here's the question, 412-928-9370. They're 17 games under 500. It's the middle of May. They're not making the playoffs. They're not going to finish 500. Why are you watching this team? 412-928-9370. If you flip on the game on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app, why are you listening? If you're watching on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, why? If you're going to these games, what keeps you showing up? 412-928-9370. My easiest answer, and this isn't fun, so we'll move briskly past it, is I love baseball, and this is the local team. And I grew up watching the games, and it didn't always bother me whether they won or lost when I was a kid. And so the Pirates will always have that nostalgia factor for me. My grandpa, my grandma, my mom, they all got me into the game, and I can't quit it. It's like my nut addiction. It's like my Zin addiction. I have an addictive personality. I am addicted to Pirates baseball, no matter how bad it looks. Maybe you're the same way. Maybe that's what keeps you going back to the ballpark. Now I have kids. I'm sharing the experiences I had in my youth with them, which is to say they get to watch a bad baseball team. The hat I'm wearing right now, I bought at the first game I ever attended with my daughter, Nora. I'm going to remember that forever. Just like I remember my first games at Three River Stadium, my first game at PNC Park. That's why I keep snorting this drug that is the Pittsburgh Pirates. What keeps you coming back? 412-928-9370. And what are you watching for now? It can't all be for naught, can it? Yes, they've wasted year number two now of Paul Skeens' eligibility. Why are you watching? 412-928-9370. I'm making an assumption here, Dom, that you are watching. Maybe you're not. If you are, it's probably because of the job. That's one of my reasons, too, not going to lie. What keeps you coming back? What are some things you're going to be keeping an eye on the rest of the way?
I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, we do love this team despite, you know, doesn't seem like they always love us back. I love baseball. I love the ballpark. I love Greg Brown and Joe Block. I just kind of watch for the vibes at this point. And if Paul Skeens pitches, I make a whole thing out of it. And I don't know. I think a part of us hopes that maybe they'll turn this sucker around and go into the summer and, I don't know, maybe flip this thing on its head.
That's one of my favorite things about being a sports fan. It's like believing in Santa when you're a kid. Even when you started to understand physics, and you're like, this big fatso can't fit down a chimney. He can't travel the entire world in one night, making stops at every house where there's a child. He can't do it. But you know what? Magic. There's something about being a sports fan where you're like, well, if they rattle off 10 in a row, they can make this thing interesting. And there's that inner child inside of all of us, perhaps operating us with controls, that does have this belief that maybe something silly can happen. That maybe they can go off on a miracle run. I'm not holding out hope for this year's team. Yes, Skeens is a big reason to watch. Like, I want to watch him pitch every fifth day. Like, I try, and I have been successful, my God, at watching every single Pirates game. But with Skeens, it's not on the second TV. It's not in the background. It's appointment viewing. Apart from Paul Skeens, though, what keeps us coming back? 412-928-9370. You can text me, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Someone texts in and says, I watch because it keeps me distracted from my depressing life. Well, that's very good. I've always thought that I've kept sports in the right place in my life. Like, it's a priority, but it's never been the biggest priority, and I know what I'm doing for a living, and I absolutely love sports. But I've never let it send me into deep, dark, swirling depressions, with the exception of 13-9. But then COVID came around, and you had nothing going on in your lives, because we had no idea what the heck was up with that thing. And you had no sports. And it hit me then, oh my God, sports are a necessity. That's an aside. You can tweet me, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What keeps you coming back? What are some reasons to watch? I'll give you the tangible now. I mean, you want to keep watching Paul Skeens. That's an obvious one. I want O'Neill Cruz to take that next step. And I thought he was doing that prior to his injury. And he had a good eye last night, some good plate discipline, some good plate appearances. Can he be that star on the offensive side? Not in the way that Skeens is in terms of the pitching staff, because Skeens is historically good. But can O'Neill Cruz be this team's hitting superstar? I thought he was on that path. Stole a couple of bases last night. That still looks good. So you'll be keeping an eye on him. Bubba Chandler should be making his major league debut in the not-too-distant future. He's the number two prospect in all of baseball. Can he be appointment viewing the same way Skeens is? Can he give you that punch the way that Jared Jones did last year? Spencer Horwitz, he looks like he can handle the bat a little bit. Want to keep an eye on that guy. Pretty much, I'm watching to see who deserves to stay here when the new GM comes to power. And I still think that this is it for Ben Cherington. I think you will have a new general manager this offseason of these Pittsburgh Pirates. Should happen before then, but I think come the end of the season, you'll get a new GM. Who deserves to be on this team to help Paul Skenes lead them to the promised land? That's what I'm watching for. Here's a stat that I can't believe is true, but it makes me think maybe if the right GM's in place, they're not that far away. Now we're going positivity this morning. That must be the child inside me operating me with controls. The 2013 Pirates rotation, if you take the top four guys in terms of ERA, Liriano, Cole, Burnett, and Locke, with a 302, 322, 330, and 352 ERA respectively, they combine for a 326 ERA. I'm sorry, I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you. The Pirates' top four starters this year, they've combined for a 3-2-1 ERA. The top four in this year's Pirates starting rotation has been better than the top four in the 2013 rotation, and you don't have Jared Jones, whom you won't have for 2 years. You don't yet have Bubba Chandler. That's a tough thing to accomplish, is to build a good, if not very good, starting rotation. They've got that. Bailey Falter, masterful last night. The right GM could come in here and infuse this lineup with just a couple of good hitters. If you can get this lineup to near average, you should be able to win some baseball game. But that is fascinating, maybe only to me, but it's fascinating to me that this rotation, oh my God, has a better ERA, the top four starters, than the 2013 Pittsburgh Pirates rotation. That's insane to me. So the bones are there, and I'll be keeping an eye on that this season. What keeps you going to the ballpark? What keeps you watching the games? What keeps you listening to the games?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.